This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. On this World AIDS Day, one advocate says it's time for the sorts of protests that occurred at the height of the epidemic. Barb Cardell of Boulder is program director of the Positive Women's Network USA.
What we're seeing is that the administration is challenging our access to medication, our access to health care, our access to HIV services. So now where we're back to is that we need to be activists. We need to be in the resistance because our lives are at stake again.
A candlelight walk and celebration of resilience takes place tonight at Park Hill United Methodist Church in Denver. Daily light rail service in downtown Denver resumed for the holiday season this weekend. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Temporary service returns to the Denver downtown loop after maintenance work was done to the light rail. The 86-day project was part of RTD's multi-year $152 million plan to reconstruct light rail tracks downtown. The H and D lines were rerouted during that time, while the L line was suspended. The holiday service will run every 15 minutes from 6 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. between the I-25 and Broadway and 30th and Downing stations through January 3rd. Regular service will resume on January 4th. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The U.S. Air Force Academy Band is hosting free public holiday concerts this month. It's a long-running tradition. The performances are usually held somewhere in the wider Colorado Springs community, but this year marks the first time the concerts will be held in Academy grounds. This is CPR News.